You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Shocker, how you doing?
Solid, buddy. Good day today. You?
Great. Great day, yeah.
First day of month of giving, hey?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yep.
Got a lot of new packages this year. We finally got a Rashad dinner for all the people that can sing or dance with you and Nilsson. So we'll be doing that in a few weeks.
I'll do the singing. He'll do the dancing. How's that?
Hey, perfect. Yes, that'll be great. That'll be great. Maybe you guys can crack a few packs while you're at dinner.
Dusty and his cracking of packs, eh? Love it. Did you see, if you haven't seen his Twitter post today with his kids, you got to go see it, because he's got his kids right into that stuff too. And I guess somebody cracked an Ovechkin, and then they gave it to his daughter, gave it to his son, I think, and it was like the nicest thing ever. So anyway, I love how he cracks packs online with the kids. That's very cool.
Nice. The Edmonton Oilers, man, they could have cracked the back of the Blackhawks numerous times last night. It was post-a-rama for the Oilers. They were up 4-1, probably could have been up 7 or 8-1, and then the game got a little dicey in the final few minutes. But, yeah. Man, I would say for like vast majority of that game, the Oilers did not overlook Chicago. They dominated them.
Yeah, I would agree. By the way, your transitions are sometimes a little bumpy from our chit-chat, but that was a smooth one. Crack the back of the Blackhawks, that was you did well there.
Thank you.
You didn't bungle that one.
In the zone.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, it was way closer than it needed to be. The Post had something to do with that. The Oilers had a lot to do with that. But I think they came out and played it good enough. Like, they came out and brought enough quality in their game to win that game by a margin. They just had some things go the wrong way for them. And then on top of that, they made some silly mistakes, like undisciplined penalties and stuff like that. So, you know, they just can't get out of their own way. You know, you build up a nice 3-goal lead, you put her into not cruise control, but you can kind of ease off on the minutes on the big guys and just let her ride to 2 points, and then you're feeling a lot fresher and a lot better as tonight's game starts. But no, they got to make it tough. Had to ride the horses and whip the horses over and over and over again, and they just couldn't manage their own success properly last night.
I really thought Darnell Nurse had a good game last night, a really good game. Number 500, as was mentioned on the broadcast, but I don't know. I think he had a solid game. I talked a little bit about the softness maybe on the penalty kill or a sagging on the penalty kill, but other than that, like I thought his game was good. I thought it was actually his partner, CeCe, who maybe had an off night.
Yeah, I would agree. The Nurse looked good last night. I thought he, had a couple of really nice passes, as we saw. Some block shots and some good work. I thought he was good in his 500th game. CeCe was a little bit off of his. I mean, I would say we've talked less about Cody CeCe than any other of the other defensemen, maybe other than Ryan Murray, this year, because I think he's, for the most part, he's kind of done his job. But he was noticeable last night in some of his struggles. Of course, he had the real tough handle and right in front of the net where he just basically coughed it up. But, for the most part, I think he's gone about his business. But it was a good night for Nurse. But the thing with Darnell Nurse is that's the way he needs to look on a lot of nights. That game he threw down last night, that's the quality of game that should be expected more often than not from him. And it's been a little spotty this year in getting that level of quality out of him. Is that fair?
I would agree with you. I think that's fair. He's got a higher level, and he showed it. Him and CeCe together as a duo down the stretch last year were exceptional, right? Exceptional for the team, and I think he's got to play at that level more often, for sure. Zach Hyman right now can do everything but score. It's amazing. That's three disallowed goals in, what, the last three games, I think it is, three for three for Hyman. So I guess you could argue he's due, and, he did score. That one is obviously a, goaltender interference. I really hard to debate that wasn't goalie interference. Yeah. But, the interesting thing is, Shagar, I looked in the last three games, McDavid and Drysdale, when they're on the ice, they've outscored the opponents 4-3. Okay. The rest of the players, when they're on the ice, have outscored the opposition 5-4. If the Oilers, with this depleted of a lineup, can outscore the opposition in 5-on-5, then your top line should definitely be able to outscore the opposition.
Right. How many of those were goals from defensemen, though? Like,
well, it doesn't matter to me.
At least two.
Yeah, it just means that it. Yeah, it just means that McDavid and Draisaitl weren't on the ice. So
yeah,
that's
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, Bouchard had two, of course, that game in Florida, right? Because they weren't on the ice for those ones. So I just, to me, and hey, they've needed their defense to step up because their defense, really, like you look, Kulak's had three assists now in three games. Nurse, Barry, Bouchard, like they've needed more production from their back end. And I think, if anything, those guys have stepped up a lot here and they needed it because they just don't, like, no offense to the guys that have been brought in here. You're getting down to like your 15th, 16th forward. You can't really expect them to score a lot.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And I think, you know, with those guys missing from the lineup, like McDavid and Draisaitl, they can do more than they have done lately, right? We've seen them score at a higher clip than they have done recently, but they're still driving the offense every night, and they're still doing their jobs every night. So what else can you squeeze out of other parts of your lineup? Like, realistically, what else can you squeeze, to your point? You got Hamlin in there, and you have Benson in there, and you know, Puljujarvi's production is what it is. So there was room for improvement. You had an offensive blue liner in Bouchard who wasn't contributing much, and they've gotten more from him. That's good. Barry. Kulak's even pitched in a little bit, to your point. Like, man, you got to wring the cloth dry when you're missing the kind of guys that the Oilers are, and they're finding offense in different spots, and that's good. So I think it's, you know, more than anything, I think it's, especially for Bouchard, it's some confidence, and you know, you put a few goals in, and you start to feel a little bit better. That's why, honestly, by playing him with Broberg last night, Bouchard's minutes ended up way down, and I would have liked to, with three goals in his last two games, maybe seen if his minutes gone the other way a little bit. Quite frankly.
Joined by Ryan Rashog, talking all things NHL here on the Jason Greger Show on TSN 1260. Pregame show coming up in about 20 minutes' time. Shogger, I believe tonight is a huge opportunity for Campbell. Do you think he is up to helping them, if not win the game, but be the reason they win the game?
Yeah, that's a good point, Strutty. I wasn't thinking about that heading into this game because he's rested. And he sat there and watched his team do what they had to do last night, grind as hard as they had to grind last night. This is one of those nights where, as the fresh goalie and the starter, the guy that wants to be the starter, you have a chance to go in and bail your team out by not just being solid, but, you know, having a real good night. This is a moment that real good starting goaltenders recognize. Okay, the fellas are beat up, banged up. Tough one last night. I got to go in and make a difference tonight. So it's a good point. It is a great opportunity. Can he grab it? No clue. Absolutely won't even try and guess what he's going to give them tonight. I mean, we've seen it all over the map for Jack Campbell so far, and that's the way he's been in the past. That's where he's at now. You know, do I think there's a good chance he'll go in there and give them a decent game? Yep, I do. But as far as what do I expect from him, no idea. Are you guys pretending to know? Because I don't think either one of you do either.
No, I wrote it today. I was like, honestly, to get close my eyes, I asked Joaquin Gage, who's a goalie, if he, you know, kind of thought what he'd know. And he said, hey, man, like, you don't know. Like, I thought after the Tampa game, I was like, okay, Jack Campbell's found himself. And then he exploded, you know, self-destructed the next game against Carolina. So, honestly, at the best of times, I don't know what to expect from a goalie. And I really think Campbell, to me, the key is going to be the first period. For whatever reason, the Oilers, like, they can't get anything done in the first period. So until they do, I'm not expecting them to. So they're going to need their goaltender to be on his toes early tonight. Otherwise, you know, because Draisaitl talked about how much more taxing it is to have to play from behind. I just don't think they can afford to get behind early.
Can you imagine down 2-0, 10 minutes into this game? Like, what are the chances they're going to be able to conjure up what's required to even grab a point out of there? So Campbell's got to go in. I don't know what the other thing I don't know what the Oilers are going to have early here. I don't know. It was a grind in that game. So if they came out and looked like dogs for the most part in the first 15 minutes, it's like, I don't know, they got to their hotel at, what, 3 a.m.? So I don't know what to expect from them. Early on, I agree, Greg. He's got to come in and plant the flag for his team. Just be really good and really solid. Just, you know, no weak ones. You know, make them earn it. Absolutely make them earn it. Maybe even steal one. Imagine that.
Yeah. Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260, Jason Greger, Jason Stroto, Karan Rashog with you. Would you put in Costin tonight?
I think, this is the thing. Your depth guys didn't get worked that hard in that game last night, right? So it's not like they're a bunch of guys that are exhausted. So it more depends on how you felt the individuals played, right? You'd make a change not based on fatigue. But, I mean, he would have gotten in just as late. And playing 8 or 9 minutes isn't going to burn these young guys out. So I'm not going to suggest that Holloway or one of these, Benson need a break because they had to play their whatever minutes they played last night, right? Tyler Benson played 6 minutes in that game. So would I play him? I mean, I'm fine if they do. He's been okay in the games that he's played. He's tailed off quite a bit after a strong start. But fresh legs, and he skates pretty well. So I might be interested in putting him in. But I don't know. Did anybody do anything to deserve coming out? Like, that of the guys that realistically would come out? Like, are you taking out Ryan Shore? Are you taking out Benson? Holloway? I don't know. There's not an obvious one for me. You guys?
No.
It sends a bad message, too. The guys battled. Like, those bottom six guys, they battled. And I think, Greger, you said it well. They didn't do anything to deserve to come out. So why are you pulling them out? Let them get in there. Like, I guess it'd be Benson, kind of. But why? What did he do? I'd like to be pulled out. So I don't like that message being sent. Leave them in there. Let them figure it out. And like a reward. You win, you stay in.
Yeah. I mean, 6 minutes and 11 seconds in his first game back, right? Tough to get a lot done in that time. I thought he was fine, didn't make any glaring errors, didn't get a ton done. But if you want the player to have a chance to get some momentum, then keep him in the lineup tonight and let him keep going, see if he can build off of that a little bit. But here's a reason why I could see him making a change, though. I could see him thinking, you're going to have to play more forwards tonight. So if you were in that game last night and you were only comfortable giving Benson 6 minutes, you're going to have to play more forwards more often tonight. And I would suggest he'd be more comfortable giving the minutes that he knows he's going to need to spread around to Costin ahead of Benson. Like, he would be more comfortable knowing, my lowest forward tonight's got to be 9 minutes, 10 minutes. And maybe for that reason, he'll want Costin in there.
Shogart, we'll chat with you after the game. Have a good one.
See you, boys.